From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello again. Paul Bendereau here, welcoming you to another edition of Melody Time. And our overture takes us immediately to the sparkling world of Paris in the Belle Époque, the world portrayed by Jacques Offenbach in his operetta La Vie Parisienne. Paris at the time, a good 100 years ago, had the reputation of a city of extravagant elegance and racy adventure, a place where the unwary might well find themselves being taken advantage of and swindled. And this was just the sort of subject that suited Offenbach's satirical pen. La Vie Parisienne proved to be one of his greatest successes. Let's listen to the overture to the operetta, performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra of London, conducted by Neville Marriner.
Thank you.
The Overture to La Vie Parisienne by Jacques Offenbach. The operetta reflected to some extent Offenbach's own first impressions of Paris, as a rather shy outsider making a living as a musician in the fashionable salons. He drew on this experience again and again in order to hold up a mirror to Parisian society and reveal some not always flattering truths. La Vie Parisienne was the first operetta in which Offenbach didn't use mythological or medieval characters to get his message across. Instead, he gave audiences a vision of contemporary life in Paris as it was lived around them, direct and undisguised. Of course, he could well afford to by that time. 1866 was when it was first produced in Paris, because he was a celebrated and much respected figure, not only in Paris but throughout Europe. Vienna was a frequent port of call for Offenbach, and Viennese audiences just loved him. There's a story, by the way, that it was Offenbach, on one of his visits to Vienna, who persuaded Johann Strauss the Younger finally to try his hand at writing operettas. Whether it's true or not is anyone's guess, but the fact is that shortly afterwards, Strauss started work on his first operetta, Indigo and the 40 Thieves. When it was premiered in Vienna in 1871, Indigo didn't make much of a mark, but it was enthusiastically received in Paris. It was Strauss's third operetta, Die Fledermaus, which gave him his real breakthrough. A later operetta, A Night in Venice, though, had a disastrous reception when it was first staged in Berlin. The work had to wait for a new production in Vienna before it was acclaimed as a triumph. People said at the time, in fact, that the first performance was in reality three performances, because the frenetic cheering of the audience meant that nearly every song had to be encored several times. One of the best known is the Venetian gondola song, Komm in die Gondel, mein Liebchen, o steige nur ein. Let's hear this romantic invitation sung by Nikolai Gedda. What a voice. The ever-popular Barcarolle from A Night in Venice by Johann Strauss, performed by Nikolai Gedda and the Philharmonia Orchestra of London, conducted by Otto Ackermann. A somewhat older recording, but one that's lost none of its charm. In contrast, our next recording is brand new. The Los Angeles Guitar Quartet has built up an enviable reputation in recent years on the basis of virtuoso performances of music spanning five centuries. One of the highlights of their repertoire is Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. It's interesting to note that the composer himself made an arrangement of this work for what at the time was a brand new keyboard instrument, the Celesta. Tchaikovsky was in fact the composer who introduced Russian audiences to the instrument. But it's not the celesta we're going to hear, it's the four guitars of the Los Angeles Quartet, with Andrew York's arrangement of the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers, played by the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. The Nutcracker Ballet Suite was based on a story by the German writer and composer E.T.A. Hoffmann. And Hoffmann himself was the central character in Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann, as he is too in our next piece. But the music isn't by Offenbach this time, it's by Eduard Kuhnecker. It was in the early 1930s that Kuhnecker was called on, at very short notice, to compose an operetta as a replacement for another work. There was no time to look for a suitable libretto. All that was available was an episode from the life of E.T.A. Hoffmann. Kuhnecker accepted the challenge and set to work with his usual dedication and self-discipline. The result, delivered on time, was the operetta Die Lockende Flamme, in which Kuhnecker has Hoffmann sing this romantic song, Ich träume mit offenen Augen, I'm dreaming with open eyes. Ich träume mit offenen Augen, ich träume, Geliebte, von dir. Komm doch, du herrliches Wesen, ach komm doch, Geliebte, zu mir. Du bist mein Morgenrot, du bist mein Abendrot, immer bist du bei mir. Tenor Peter Seifert, accompanied by the Vienna Open Ball Orchestra, conducted by Peter Falk, with one of the melodies from Eduard Kuhnecker's operetta Die Lockende Flamme. It was in 1950 that the musical world celebrated the 80th birthday of the composer Oskar Strauss, and at the same time his latest hit. It was the title waltz from Max Ophüls's classic film La Ronde, and what a truly haunting melody it is. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Alfred Walter, with the waltz from La Ronde. Oskar Strauss, the composer, spelt his name with just one S, by the way. He was born and bred in Vienna, but was not in any way related to the Johann Strauss dynasty, with two S's. The film La Ronde created quite a scandal with its sardonic view of love's merry-go-round. Just as the story on which it was based, Der Reigen by Arthur Schnitzler, had also been seen as scandalous when it first appeared. Meanwhile, of course, Orfeu's film is recognised as one of the great films of all time, as unforgettable as its title waltz. There's nothing at all scandalous about our final piece of music. It takes us into the demure world of a ladies' evening in old Vienna. Philipp Farbach Jr., who was just as popular a dance composer as his father before him, composed this affectionate caricature of the ladies chatting together, the Damenabend Polka. The Northwest German Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Heinz Geser, with the Damenabend Polka by Philipp Farbach. And that's it for this edition of Melody Time. The programme was compiled by Barbara Anders, our producer is Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer, Brigitte Kaiser. From all of us, this is Paul Benderow saying thanks for your company. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.